Good morning.
Good morning.
Christ is risen.
Truly is risen.
Christos anesti.
Christos
voskresi. That was softer, but that was nice. couple things. As Sunday school ended last week, I congratulate and bless our children and our teachers and the director administration of our Sunday school for the completion of a beautiful year. A pattern that we've established a few years ago is the homilies. I tend to be a little less formal, not hiding behind the pulpit, but coming down and just delivering, usually not a shorter sermon, I'm sorry, but perhaps a little less formal. The other thing that I think is important just to bring up, because we always notice some changes, whether subtle or great, but I've busted out the Kalimafi again. Father Elias and I took a vote, and we decided that we're going to wear these. It's a proper tradition. It's one that I have never done for a sustained period of time during the services, but we felt it appropriate, and we look forward to serving by God's grace in whatever capacity, no matter what we're wearing. But we're grateful to God for the opportunity. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we paid attention to the news for the last couple days, you will have heard a rather fantastic and amazing story of a woman named Amanda Eller from the island of Maui. An experienced hiker and a runner, someone who is in great physical shape, as a yoga instructor and a physical therapist, and she decided to take what was going to be a short 3-mile run on a trail in the jungles of Maui. And she left her key, no one do this, okay, but she left her key hidden on the front tire of her car. She left her phone and she left her water bottle in the car because she figured she was going to be really quick. Well, she wasn't really quick because she got turned around when she stopped to rest. She was disoriented on her direction, and she felt that she was going back towards her car, but she was actually going deeper and deeper into the woods. And of course, her family, when they saw her car intact, and they saw her phone and her water bottle and everything in there, they thought the worst. But they still set out and established a massive search on the island in the jungle where she went. And again, 17 days she lasted there. And that is amazing enough. But the fact that this experienced person who left everything behind and where she thought she was moving in a positive direction was actually going more and more and more into danger, she finally decided after many days, after she fell from a 20-foot ravine, broke her leg, injured both of her ankles, and also injured her kneecap as well, figured, this isn't working. I'm not going to go in this same direction anymore because I thought I knew where I was going. And so she figured, rather than trying to get back to my car, I'm just going to find water. And so that's where she was found nearly 20 days later by a helicopter nestled between two waterfalls. And they saw each other and she was rescued. And she was very grateful for all the prayers that she knew she'd been receiving and for all the efforts of everybody coming out and working to see that she was saved. Now, we don't have to connect dots from a great distance to take her story and apply it to the gospel reading that we heard today. As we come together for the great martyr, Fotini, declared to be equal of the apostles, the woman of Samaria, who similarly in her life was heading in a direction that was not the right one. She was rather going further and further and further away from God, and all of these broken relationships and all of these challenges and being shunned and put apart by all the other women of the village, having to draw water in the afternoon in the heat of the day by herself. And so there she was, finally coming to the source of water where indeed she would be rescued. She would find salvation. because God would come to her, because as Amanda Eller had to make the decision, and she said this, I had to make a decision. I was either going to die out here or I was going to live. And she said, I chose to live. I chose life. And so she crawled, basically, to the source of her sustenance to find water. The woman of Samaria, not realizing, as she was drawing in the heat of the day herself for water, had no idea what she would encounter. The water that she would be introduced to. The salvation that would come to her. Water that would save her, that would save Amanda Eller, and any one of us, in the most comfortable of circumstances, or the most dire need, lost in the jungle somewhere. Because that water is going to sustain temporarily. That water is going to comfort us and wash over us in a way that is not eternal. Only He can promise a water of salvation, a water that allows us never to thirst, a water that comes into us and never leaves us. Now, it's one thing to make a connection between what Amanda Eller went through and the woman of Samaria. But you and I also have to realize that we're thirsty. We have to admit to ourselves that spiritually we're parched and we're dry and we're perishing. And there is only one source, only one well source, only one spring that can saturate our very selves and offer to us, as promised by God Himself, as delivered to the woman of Samaria, Saint Fotini, the enlightened one, a water that will never cease, a water that doesn't require us to dig deep into the earth, but rather to look upwards into the sky, a water that does not require a pail to drop, but rather a spoon to be received, a water that is mixed with His precious blood, a water that is salvation. My brothers and sisters in Christ, as we move ever further away from the celebration of Pascha, we have to maintain these truths. The church places this message for us at a critical time. We're not greeting each other with Christos Anesti as readily as we were a few weeks ago. I almost guarantee it. It's not the first thing we write anymore on emails and texts. That is if we were doing it at all. We're saying good morning first, or good evening, and then Christos Anesti. The church realizes that as we move away from the feast, we become more and more spiritually thirsty. We become more dead than alive. We become closer to the tomb than the source of life that springs forth from it. So let's acknowledge that thirst. Let's acknowledge that need. Let's celebrate that gift and remain ever vigilant and ever faithful. A certain woman in the news very, very lately was rescued after over 2 weeks of being lost in a thick, dense jungle, looking only for water to survive. She ate some plants and she found some moths to eat, but it was water that sustained her. But she was still thirsty. You are not thirsty. You are Christians, and you know your source of life. Amen. Christ is risen.